The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
I want to talk to a cellist by the name of Gráinne Hope. Good morning, Gráinne.
Good morning, Ryan.
It's nice to talk to you again.
I know. Thank you for inviting me back again.
Honest to goodness, I enjoyed our chat the last time so much and I just wanted to catch up with you. Would you mind reminding our listeners what it was we spoke about the last time and what you had been up to at that time?
Well, at that time, I was speaking to you about, I suppose, an initiative to bring music off concert hall stages and into the hearts of communities, into children's hospitals and nursing homes all around the country, and with a group of musicians and having a ball.
And why? Remind us why you wanted to do such a thing.
I think I was very affected by a visit I had as a postgraduate student, a performer in America, and I had the opportunity to play in a hospital next door to the graduate school where I was studying, and it just struck me that this is an amazing thing to do, having the gift and talent as a musician to share it beyond one stage and really to connect with people where they are at a time. And I just remember going, I'm going to keep that in my back pocket when I come back to Ireland and home, and I'm going to do something with that. And the seed was sown from there to today. This month is actually our 11th year with this initiative of bringing professionals into communities and connecting with people where they're at.
And that means in all those years you go to, say, a children's hospital. And tell me about the practicalities of your, this is pre-COVID. You arrive at the door and what happens then?
Well, a lot happens before we arrive at the door. So there's a lot of growing a partnership with it really is about a partnership with the setting in the hospital. But when we arrive at the door, we have our instruments, we're very mobile, on our back, and we connect in with perhaps the schoolroom that's in the hospitals or the play specialists. And they often have identified some children that would love a bit of music. And sometimes it often happens you're at the top of a ward and you float some music down and heads come out of the doors and that starts another opportunity. It's quite organic, but before all that, I suppose all clearances would have been got, you know, to play safely in hospital, like Garda clearances, etc. But it really is about a partnership with the setting and also a partnership with the wonderful National Concert Hall, who started with us on that very first visit back over 11 years ago.
And when you see the heads peeping out of doors and we go, what is going on? I can hear some beautiful classical music or some music from a movie that I might like or pieces like that. What do you think the power of that music is? What do you think the effect is on people in those settings, whether it's a nursing home or a hospital for children or what have you?
I think it perhaps comes as a surprise often. It's not often people expect to hear it live. They often come out, heads out the door, go, oh, I thought it was on a radio. I think it sort of connects them back to a bit of normality, perhaps, or away from a stress or a moment of worry. If a parent is there waiting, their child might have gone to surgery, or even a child themselves, they see this clinical environment, and I suppose it's something about, wow, this is happening in here. This, you know, and I suppose children in treatment often miss a lot of things going on, whether it's the school, you know, the school tours that would have been going on or the birthday parties because of treatment. It feels like there's something special, especially for them.
What sort of pieces what are the classics, Gráinne? What are the ones you kind of go, yeah, okay, go on, then we'll do it for you?
Oh, it goes anything from Frozen to Baby Shark. That was a big number for a while.
Oh, you poor thing.
One of our musicians particularly loves to be asked that.
Oh, I bet.
And all the way to, you know, the old favourites that the parents might like. And all film music, Gabriel Zobo.
Lovely.
They see the cello and they go, oh, can you, you know, play that for me? And so it really is about their music. I mean, and we get stuff out. We've asked Eminem before, which... I had two wonderful musicians with me at the time and they made a country rock version, made up a song on the spot.
Wow.
And it brought everyone a bit of laughter. And that's what it is. It brings laughter into a setting and just connects people back to who they are.
I'd love to hear you play Lose Yourself on the cello. I mean, but that's kind of, and of course, is the cello Jaws?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And did that make your skin crawl to play that or do you love playing that?
It because I claim to have the world's two most famous notes that none of the other musicians have with me, and everybody knows it. So I love having that one up on everybody.
Well, it's much better than Baby Shark. I mean, if we are going to go into nautical waters here, let's deal with it with a classic rather than anything else. So in the middle of everything, obviously, COVID comes along, and now you have, I presume, you've become very familiar with Windows.
Absolutely. Yes.
In frames, I should say, not on your computer system. So how's that working for you?
Well, you know, it's working very well. I suppose when everything hit back in March, And I suppose healthcare settings themselves are responding to unknowns and trying to plan ahead. We took the time back to really look at the challenges and opportunities that this new way of working might involve, but at the same time keeping that core idea of really connecting with people where they're at in a safe way. So, I mean, coming back, there is the window frame. So we looked at virtual, what that looked like, and also what, I suppose, outside windows. So in the summer, we had some wonderful, you know, in gardens, at windows, you know, windows opened. And it was a lovely experience. I know one of our musicians and I said one of the best weeks I had this summer was travelling around County Louth playing for nursing homes and also in somebody's garden. Many generations of families came together. We all socially distanced and just as a musician to play with other musicians live, it was magical. It really was.
I can imagine. And you do kind of virtual musical postcards. How does that work?
Yeah, so it's one of our things was keen to see with the Children's Hospital how we could keep connected in with them. Mm-hmm. So we did a few different pilots of ideas we had in May. And so we connected in, for instance, with Laura Lynn and Crumlin. And we literally sent a virtual connection and families came in and joined us. So some families at the time who could join us at the time live, we were able to play music for a family that was down the country somewhere and their child was in respite. So really connecting families together at that time. And then we met another young patient. I said hello to her today, Bonnie, who was in St. John's ward, and we met her at home and we played some ukulele, and I think the win for that day for us, she just said, can you come back again? And that was my sign, go, this is it, we can make this happen. And then I suppose it got to the idea of the postcards in that, well, not everybody perhaps can reach us at the time where we're on call, as we call it, into the hospitals. So perhaps how can we connect with those young patients that would like to connect with us? So we get a bit of information through the support of the hospital and a family or through the play team. And we put together a personalised message and record a song for that child, edit the two together and send it on its way to the family and to the child. And so we've been busy. We've learned a lot of new skill sets.
I bet you have. But it's such a lovely thing. You're spreading joy and happiness. I see Becca Tumney was on to say, kids' classics are wonderful. I work in CHI in Crumlin. While I was pregnant, they practiced outside my office and the baby was kicking like mad. And then when Liam was born, he had a cleft lip and palate and had a bowel resection and was tube fed and he was admitted from the coom, and we spent 18 months in and out of admissions. And we used to sit at the fish tank and listen to them. And Liam listened in awe. The music has always soothed him. And we were given their CD of lullabies and still one of our favourites. And these guys are wonderful and really do lift you on a down day. So that's a lovely tribute to what you do, Grainne. And another thing, my husband and I shared a very special moment with our late daughter. Reaction to the beautiful music played in Temple Street Hospital is one that will stay with us forever. Thank you. We're thinking about you today. That's not easy. And we had live musicians, says the text, play for us when we spent Christmas in Crumlin Hospital. They played "The Violets Were Scenting the Woods, Nora," for my daughter, Nora. And she was at her lowest at the time. No smiles, no reactions as the doctors tried to control her seizures. The change in her with the live cello still makes me cry when I think of it. It's such a beautiful gift to give to the families of sick children. So, I mean, your name is Grainne Hope. I think we spoke about this before. What a preordained thing this is, that you would provide families with that measure of joy. And I presume it brings a little joy to your own heart then, as you see other people's happiness.
Absolutely, a lot. I wouldn't change for the world what I'm doing. I suppose you never know when you start your music life and career where it'll bring you. And this, to me, this is where I'm meant to be. And I know the musicians that are with me doing this, they would say the exact same. It's our absolute pleasure and privilege to be able to connect for families at some very difficult times and make memories from them. I mean, it's important. It's memory making is important as anything, even when in hospital, because no one knows what lies on the road ahead.
I'm just very happy that you got awarded an Atlantic Fellowship at the Global Brain Health Institute at Trinity College this year, because you deserve it, and hopefully it'll bring you where you need to be, Grainne.
Thank you very much. I'm absolutely thrilled. It's a complete honour. I was taken back in shock at I haven't received it, but it's a wonderful to be able to connect with and network with a group of individuals working hard to create change and impact on brain health and dementia in particular. So it's there's a lot of great people working behind the scenes. Thanks to, I suppose, Chuck Feeney and his foresight to invest in to make a change in the world.
Mm. Well, look, just what you're doing, exactly what you're doing, Gráinne. I'm glad we reconnected today. And just looking at the news as we're speaking with the vaccines and so on, I just think that you're going to be back in those hospitals before you know it, and spreading the joy in a more physical sense. And here's to that moment. So maybe we'll catch up then.
Definitely. Would love to. Thank
you
so much.
Happy Christmas, Gráinne.
You too.
Okay, nice to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday morning here in Dublin at 9:43. The text is 51551. We met some of those musicians on St. Gabriel's Ward in Temple Street, says the text, after my daughter had surgery. It was a lovely experience. She's nonverbal and it really gave her a lift, which is what it's all about. And Amy was on to say things that have already made me emotional this morning. The vaccines, of course. And then this wonderful cellist speaking about playing in Crumlin Hospital and residential care homes. The power of live music is transformative and life-giving. Well said, Amy, and I wish you well and happy Christmas to you and yours. And it is extraordinary music, and I'm always fascinated by the connection with music and Alzheimer's, funnily enough. We're going to be talking about Alzheimer's later on in the week, particularly early onset, which I don't know, for some reason feels more cruel than any other type, but nevertheless, there's no competition in it. But the point I'm making about the music is, to me, it begins with Glen Campbell and how he was able to, despite his Alzheimer's, was able to remember all the lyrics of the songs, and then he'd drift as soon as the music stopped. And music has this extraordinary power to restore, rejuvenate, and remind, and also to nurture, to mind. And that's what Gráinne Hope. What a great name, is doing. And these are the people who have so far got us through, I think, this darkness, and will help guide us into the light. It's 9:45.